closed my eyes, grateful for him, and more certain than ever that hanging with him would do me a world of good. It had been a few weeks since I'd seen him. Too long. I need to shower and change.
30 minutes. I'll see you when you get here.
He hung up. Setting the handset back into its cradle, I hurried to get ready. It was creeping past 4 in the morning when I arrived at Nico's apartment complex. He'd called a few minutes before to check where I was and was standing on the sidewalk waiting for me when I pulled up. Dressed in sweats with a shadow of stubble on his jaw, he looked a bit dangerous in that bad boy way so many women gravitated toward. God knew, Jax's alpha male qualities could put me into heat.
Hey,
he said, taking my duffel bag from the driver and handing over cash. He slung his arm around my shoulder and led me toward his place.
It's good to see you.
No, it's not. I bumped my hip into his and made us both stumble. Sorry to crash your night.
I got mine, he grinned. She got hers too, so it's all good.
Gross, TMI. He was such a player. Always had been. Is she anyone special?
Not in a serious way. Got no time for a relationship now. My hands are full with Rossi's too.
He released me to unlock the lobby door, then led me through to the interior courtyard. I'd been to his apartment complex before to help him move in, but it felt different at night. Too quiet and unfamiliar. I wondered if he got lonely without the rest of us. It made me sad to think of it. I wish you had someone to take care of you, I said.
You first,
he retorted, deftly bringing it back to me. He was good at that. We climbed exterior steps to his apartment. Once inside, I saw that he hadn't done much more to it since he'd moved in. It was a typical bachelor pad, sparse on decoration and laid out for comfort rather than aesthetics. A large flat-screen TV dominated the living room, which had a black leather couch and love seat, coffee table and one end table with an open soda can on it. Light spilled into the otherwise darkened room from the open-plan kitchen and ajar bedroom door, trying valiantly to compensate for the lack of table and floor lamps.
So, Jax is back, he said, watching me as I dropped onto the couch. Vincent owes me $100.
Are you kidding? I would have thrown a sofa pillow at him if he'd had any. You bet on Jax?
Bet on you.
He sat on the love seat, setting my duffel on the floor at his feet. He was gonzo over you, which meant he was either going to put a ring on you or run scared. I figured he'd run, then come back around once the fear wore off. He's a guy, but he's a smart one. Question is he too late?
I'm guessing no, or you wouldn't be here.
Maybe I just wanted to see you, I argued. God knows why.
Maybe,
he said in a tone that told me he'd believe it when hell froze over and pigs flew.
You still love him?
My head fell back against the sofa and I closed my tired eyes. Yeah, damn it.
And him? Where's he coming from?
He's confused.
Should I smack him around some? Knock some sense into him?
I laughed softly. God, I miss you. We slept past noon, went out to eat, then sat on the couch and played video games until my thumbs ached from using the controller. I left my smartphone in my purse, powered off, and squashed any impulse to check it. I'd left a note for Angelo and Vincent about where I'd be. With Lay off the grid for the weekend, there was no one else who needed to reach me before Monday. When it came time for Nico to head to Rossi's, I got up off the couch with him. Need an extra set of Rossi hands? I asked. He grinned.
Sure. I have an extra t-shirt around here somewhere.
By 7, I found myself helping out at Rossi's and remembering how much I love the hands-on part of the business. I couldn't do it long-term like my brothers, but I was reminded that helping out every now and then was good for my soul. Dressed in jeans and a black Rossi's t-shirt with my hair pulled back in a ponytail, I could almost believe I was back in high school. I didn't know any of the customers coming in, but they quickly picked up on my relationship with Nico, due in large part to the playful ribbing we indulged in. Crossing my arms on the bar, I leaned over and teased. "Where's my Bellini order? Pick it up, Rossi. You're lagging. I'm waiting."
"You hear that?" he asked the pretty redhead sitting in front of him. She's rushing greatness.
I felt a charge that raised the hairs on my nape an instant before I felt a hand on my hip. I turned my head and saw Jax. Blinking, I stared, drinking in the sight of him in jeans and a Rossi t-shirt from way back, before we updated the logo. It twisted me up a little to see that he'd kept the gift, and worn it some, judging by how broken in it was.
Jax, what are you doing here?
What do you think?
He smiled. Damn it. His dimple threw me for a loop.
I turned to face him, leaning back on the bar with my elbows and hitching my shoes onto the brass footrail. It was a deliberately provocative pose and got me the response I'd been hoping for. His dark eyes swept me from head to toe and back again, coming to rest on my mouth.
Have dinner with me.
Okay.
His brows rose at my quick reply.
Order up,
Nico said behind me.
I turned back to him just in time to see him acknowledge Jax with a jerk of his chin and a handshake.
Jackson, my brother greeted him. I was just talking to Gianna about kicking your ass.
Jax grinned. Good to see you too, man.
Nico wagged a finger at him and moved back down the bar. As I transferred the three Bellinis onto my tray, I felt Jax's hands come to a rest lightly on my hips, an unmistakably proprietary move. His lips touched my nape, brushing softly.
I missed you, he murmured.
My hand shook slightly as I'd set the last tall, slender glass down. Don't fuck with me, Jax. It's not cool.
You missed me too.
Yeah, I did. Back up. I lifted the tray and headed toward the table awaiting the order.
Come on,
I told him over my shoulder. I dropped the drinks off, smiling at the party of three women who were clearly out on a girls' night. They eyed Jax, who leaned against the end of a booth with his arms crossed, his gaze on me as I leaned forward to serve.
You training him?
The brunette asked, grinning at Jax.
Tried to,
I quipped.
Failed miserably.
I'm asking her to try again, he said, winking at the table.
A really rotten thing to do, since it got the women all riled up. And me, too.
Give it a shot, girl, the blonde encouraged. Trying is half the fun.
They were all laughing as I walked away, exchanging words with Jax, who lingered as I hit the bar to drop off the empty tray.
You okay?
Nico asked, intercepting me.
Yep.
I straightened my shoulders and abruptly decided on a course of action. Jax and I could dance around each other for days, if I let us. I didn't have the patience for it. I'm heading out for a bit. He nodded and reached over to squeeze my hand.
Give him hell.
Thanks. I pivoted and nearly ran into Jax, who'd come up behind me.
You staying somewhere?
The faint amusement on his face faded into something darker. Hotter.
I've got a room, yes.
Let me grab my purse.
He caught my elbow before I walked away.
Gia.
I looked at him. Let him study me. His thumb brushed over my skin.
There's no rush.
In 3 days, you've popped up where I am across three different states. Now you're going to cockblock yourself? Really?
A slow smile curved his mouth.
You've got a point. I'll go get the car.
A sleek BMW waited just beyond the front doors of Rossi's when I stepped outside. The car was a rental, but it suited Jax. He was standing by to open the door for me, his lips brushing over my cheek before I took the passenger seat. It was addicting, the way he touched me, as if he couldn't help himself. Jax slid behind the wheel. The engine purred to life, and we set off. Sitting back, I watched him drive, turned on by his confident handling of the powerful car. His grip on the wheel was light, his arm extended in a way that showed off the beauty of his chiseled arms. He was an inherently sexy man, and I was crazy in love with him, able to adore every commonplace thing he did. Which wasn't fair, I realized. I'd never recognized his flaws, although he surely had some.
I had never acknowledged that there might be struggles in his life, circumstances and people who might pull him in different directions and away from me. I'd never scratched below the surface. Reaching over, I set my hand on his thigh, feeling my palm tingle as the hard muscle bunched in reaction to my touch. He switched driving hands so that he could hold me in place, his skin warm and dry. He glanced at me.
Are you nervous?
No. Wary, yes, but not anxious about it. I want you. He nodded and drove faster. We didn't say anything further on the drive to his hotel, or once we arrived. He parked and we entered a center courtyard via a key card entrance at the side of the building. We took an elevator up, standing on opposite sides of the car, our gazes locked as the seconds ticked by. The tension was so thick, I found it hard to breathe. My lips parted as I pulled air into my lungs in a near pant. I could feel the need radiating off him, sense the hunger tightening his muscles and sharpening his focus on every response of my body to his. He was hard already, his cock straining against the buttonfly of his jeans. And I was wet and ready, aching between my legs, my breasts full and heavy. My nipples were furled so tightly they throbbed and stretched shamelessly toward him. His gaze was there, on my chest, caressing me, his tongue sliding along his lower lip in a blatant promise of what he'd be doing to me as soon as we were alone. The elevator dinged to announce our arrival on his floor, and he surged toward me, grabbing my hand in his and dragging me after him. A long hallway later, he was shoving open a door to a suite, and then he was on me, grabbing me so tightly my feet left the floor. I dropped my purse and hung on. Jax's mouth found mine as the door clicked shut, one arm around my waist and the other hand shoved into my hair, dislodging the elastic restraining my ponytail. The finesse he'd shown the night before was gone, only animal hunger left in its wake. His lips slanted over mine, his tongue plunging rhythmically into my mouth, luring me to climb his big body. My legs wrapped around his lean waist, my arms caging his shoulders, my hips rocking to rub my cleft against the rigid outline of his erection. I moaned as the pressure drove me mad, the layers of denim between us too thick to relieve me. "Jax," I gasped into his mouth.
"Hang on,"
he growled, pinning me to the door. My legs straightened, my hands going to the front of my jeans. I popped the button open and yanked down the zipper, struggling against Jax, who was shoving up my shirt. His hands found my breasts and squeezed through the thin satin of my bra. I gasped, shocked by the intimacy.
"Christ, you're gorgeous,"
he breathed, his thumbs circling the hardened points of my nipples. My head fell back against the door, my lungs struggling for air. His dark head lowered, his tongue licking me through my bra, his lips wrapping around me. He sucked hard and I writhed, my hands clawing at the door behind me.
"Hurry, Jax! Damn it!"
His dimple flashed, then he was kissing me again, his body hard against mine, his hands between us as he wrenched his buttonfly open. I barely had the sense to dig his wallet out of his pocket before he shoved his jeans down and out of the way. Fumbling, I found a condom and tossed the wallet on the tiled entryway. I was ripping open the foil with my teeth when he started pulling at my pants, tugging them roughly. I stumbled, laughing, falling into him, letting him sweep me up again and lower me to the floor. Kicking off my shoes, I wrestled with him, our arms and legs tangling as we fought our clothing and our own desperate urgency. Jax yanked off his shirt, pulled the jeans off one of my legs, and ground out,
"That's good enough."
He ripped my panties to get at me, hissed through his teeth when I sheathed him in latex. Then he pushed my thighs wide to sink between them. His first thrust inside me had my back bowing off the floor.
"Gia."
With his neck arched, shoulders straining, sweat glistening on his chest,
Jax was impossibly beautiful. He throbbed inside me, so thick and hard and deep. My heels dug into the carpet, my hips churning as I struggled to accommodate him.
"Baby, wait,"
he gasped, gripping my waist to hold me still. "I'm too close."
"Jax, please."
He looked down at me fiercely, his eyes glittering in the semi-darkness of a room lit only by light spilling through the windows.
"Is this what you want?"
He pulled back, sliding out of me.
Then thrust.
"Oh, God," I moaned, quivering.
"Don't stop."
One hand at a time, he linked his fingers with mine and pulled my arms over my head. Rolling his hips, he stroked deep on the inside, rubbing me perfectly on the outside. For all his impatience to get at me, once he was there, he took his time. His lips touched my ear, and he whispered,
"Give it to me, baby. Let me feel you."
Rocking upward, I wrapped my legs around him and took it, climaxing with a low, pained moan, shivering with pleasure as my sex clenched in desperate ripples around him.
"That's it,"
he coaxed hoarsely, beginning to move.
"Ah, Jesus, you feel amazing."
I held on, his measured drives keeping me hot and wanting. My core tightened, reaching again.
"You're so hard,"
I whispered, loving the feel of him, the smooth, slick glide.
"It's you."
He kissed me, his hands tightening on mine as his hips lunged again and again, taking me with long, deep plunges.
"Gia, baby, you're making me come."
His pace quickened, then he tensed, his head thrown back as the orgasm hit him. I watched, awed, as shudders racked his powerful frame. He groaned my name, his eyes squeezed shut, his neck straining as he came with such intensity it brought me off again. Turning my head, I sank my teeth into his forearm, muffling my cries as the hunger sharpened painfully, then receded into a hot, sweet ache.
"Gia."
He clutched me firmly, nuzzling his sweat-slickened face against mine. Wrapped in him, filled with him, I released my bite and pressed my lips to the mark, wishing it was possible to so easily brand him as mine. Chapter 7. Jax rolled to his back beside me and groaned,
"I can't feel my legs."
I laughed, knowing just how he felt. I was tingling all over, as if my entire body was reawakening after a long hibernation, which was sadly true. He turned his head toward me. I looked at him.
"Hey,"
he said, reaching for my hand and lifting it to his mouth for a kiss.
"Hi."
I studied him, seeing that soft warmth in his eyes I'd missed so much.
"I'm sorry we didn't make it to the bedroom."
"It's okay," I smiled. "I'm not complaining."
"I'll get you there as soon as I can walk."
"Getting old, Rutledge?" I teased, knowing that at 29 he was in his prime. He looked at the raised ceiling with its pretty moldings.
"Out of practice."
"Yeah, right." I threw my arm over my face, hiding my reaction. I couldn't think about him with other women. It made me crazy. I read the papers, you know.
"Escorting a woman somewhere and fucking her are two different things."
He leaned over me. Catching my wrist, he pulled my arm above my head and exposed my face.
"But it feels good to know you've been keeping tabs."
"I wasn't." Jax flashed his dimple at me.
"Okay."
He rose up to his knees and sank back on his heels, removing the condom. His movements were easy and unaffected, but the sight of his half-hard cock glistening with semen made my mouth water. I pushed up onto my elbows and licked my lips.
"Come here."
He responded instantly, his cock stiffening and lengthening.
"Jesus, Gia."
I moved toward him.
"Shower,"
he said hoarsely, pushing unsteadily to his feet, then holding out his hand to me.
I'll taste like rubber without one.
I don't care.
I do.
He pulled me up.
Once I slide into your mouth, I'm staying there a while.
I looked at him, taking him in, finding him so damned sexy standing there, tall and bare-chested, his jeans open and shoved down, his cock exposed and curving up toward his navel. I'd never seen anything so blatantly masculine and erotic. This was the Jax I knew and loved so much.
Look at you,
he murmured, his thumbs brushing over my swollen lower lip.
You're so fucking sexy. So soft and beautiful.
Right. My mouth curved as I checked myself out. My jeans and torn panties clung to one leg, and my shirt was shoved up over my breasts. No doubt, my hair was a mess. Spoken like a man who just had an orgasm and wants another.
Don't.
He caught my chin, tilting my head up.
You can't ask me to give you everything I've got, then take it lightly. It's not fair.
No,
I agreed.
It isn't, is it? From the tightening of his jaw, I knew he got the message. He'd taken me lightly, then left me behind. Crouching, he held my jeans down so I could pull my leg free. Then he caught my hand and led me around the wrought iron and glass coffee table. We crossed the taupe carpet to enter a bedroom boasting a king-size bed with a dark wood headboard matching the desk and armoire also in the room. There was a seating area by a window that stretched up to the high ceiling, and the entry into the bathroom was a beautifully simple archway. I tried not to show how astonished I was when Jax flipped the light on, but was glad he didn't look at me because I was pretty sure I failed. The room was huge, with a shower that could accommodate three people and a separate sunken tub with jets. A television was embedded in the wall, and the dual sink vanity resembled the heavy wooden furniture in the bedroom. I had to ask. Did you book this room thinking you'd get me to come here?
I hoped.
Jax let me go to turn on the shower. I whistled, impressed by the giant showerhead embedded in the ceiling, which sprayed water straight down like a waterfall. He faced me with a smile that dazzled me.
Can I finish unwrapping you?
A sharp ache spread through me.
Gia, baby, you're my present to myself after a long, hard day.
One of the many things he'd said to me back in Vegas that made me love him. I wondered suddenly if that was just who Jax was and the way he talked to whatever woman was with him at the time. Maybe he hadn't a clue about how sweet enough things like that could turn a girl inside out. Or maybe he did. The thought depressed me.
Hey.
He caught my chin, tilting my head back. Don't check out on me now.
I'm here. I'm in this.
For how long? The weekend? I backed away, some niggling sense of self-preservation warning me to get out while I was ahead. I can't do this, Jax. His jaw tightened.
Gia?
I turned and hurried through the bedroom to get my clothes. What the fuck? He snapped, grabbing my arm as I crossed over the threshold into the living room. You wanted this. It was a mistake. A huge mistake. I was too invested in my feelings for him to find closure this way. The hell it was! He tugged me around to face him, grabbing me by the forearm so that I couldn't get away.
Why did you ask for this? You wanted to come here. You wanted me to make love to you.
I wanted to fuck you, I growled, hating how he recoiled from my words. I wanted to get past the tension so maybe you'd start giving me the truth. I don't want any more of your smooth player bullshit. It's not real. You're not real.
What the fuck are you talking about? This is as real as it gets, and you know it.
I yanked free and stalked farther into the living room, feeling foolish in only socks and my Rossi's t-shirt. I don't have time for this.
Time for what? Me?
Jax's long stride easily overtook mine.
He reached my jeans first and stepped on the cuff, pinning them to the floor. His arms crossed his chest, displaying the raw power of his ripped body to perfection. He didn't care at all that his pants were still undone, although he'd hitched his boxer briefs up at some point along the way. "I don't have the time or patience to pretend like we're building something here when we're not." I fixed my ponytail, trying to focus on putting myself back together, at least on the outside. His scowl deepened. "Who's pretending?" I threw up my hands. "Why do you talk to me like you do? All that crap about unwrapping and missing me and all of it. Why can't you just be real about what we have? What we've always had. Nothing but great sex." "We're not just fucking," he growled, leaning forward. "You don't fall in love over nothing but sex." "Do I have to be in love with you? Does it make it better for you if I am?" To my horror, I felt my eyes sting with tears. "You've already gotten into my pants. I don't understand why you have to act like this is a romance. Don't make something that should be simple so complicated for me."
"Baby, we've never had it simple."
He exhaled harshly and reached up to rub the back of his neck.
"What do you want from me, Gia?"
"I think we need to focus on what you want from me, since what I want is irrelevant."
He scowled. "That's not true."
My hands went to my hips. "I want a commitment, a chance, some effort made to see how far this thing between us could go. You've already shot that down. So what's left is what you want."
"I want you."
"You want to fuck me," I corrected. "Why can't you just be matter-of-fact about it?"
"Gia."
He shook his head and sighed.
"I'm an asshole to everyone else in my life. You're the one thing I've cherished. Don't make me stop."
"See? Like that. Why do you have to say stuff like that? Why can't you just say you like me or something?"
"Because I don't just like you. You get under my skin. I think about you damn near all the time, and I get hard. I see you, and I forget who I am. You don't know what you do to me."
Jax's voice lowered dangerously.
"You make me want to rut, Gia. I want to pull you beneath me, work my cock into you, and ride until you've wrung me dry. You make me need..."
"Shut up!" God, I was quivering. My hunger stirring in response to the heated waves of desire sizzling off him.
"You know how it feels. You're feeling it too. Let me give it to you."
"No." The refusal cut deep, like restraining a part of myself with barbed wire.
"Give me tonight."
He reached for my hand and squeezed too tightly.
"One night."
I laughed softly, even as my sight blurred. "One night to screw me out of your system? That's a cliche, Jax. It never works. Great sex doesn't stop being great just because you gorge on it."
"So we'll have a night of great sex. We both want it, need it."
"I don't need this." I tried to reclaim my hand, but he wouldn't let go.
"The hell you don't."
Nothing but the truth would work with Jax. He read me too easily. Was too adept at honing in on a challenge's weakness and exploiting it. "I can't do this," I said again, holding his gaze. "I'm not like the women you're used to sleeping with. I can't do it for fun or to scratch an itch. Not with you. I fell for you the last time. I can't do it again."
"You're still in love with me," he retorted bluntly. "Give me a chance to make that something you stop regretting."
I turned away from him, my gaze sweeping over a living room that was bigger than my bedroom back home. "I want you to take me back to Rossi's."
"That's a problem."
He came up behind me, his arms wrapping around me. With his lips to my throat, he whispered,
"I want to take you to bed. If you don't want me to talk, I won't say a word."
I closed my eyes, absorbing the feel of him behind me, the warmth of his body, the scent of his skin now musky with sweat and sex,
the soft caress of his breath. "You left the shower on," I said, latching onto something inane and far less personal.
"I'd turn it off if I wasn't afraid you'd bail while I wasn't looking."
"You can't keep me prisoner here."
"I don't want to. I want you willing. I want the Gia who demanded I bring her here and give her whatever she wanted."
I glanced over my shoulder at him, finding his eyes glittering at me from the shadows that caressed his beautiful face. I felt the pull inside me, that inexorable tugging between us. I didn't know how to turn it off or ignore it. Some sick cosmic joke had made me hardwired to crave him with every fiber of my being. Did I have what it took to convince him to stay? I had what it took to get him to want more. That was a start.
"Tonight's not enough," I said quietly. "Thank God. I just threw that out there to buy some time to convince you otherwise."
"You can't just walk away without a goodbye like last time." I turned in his arms. "I want you to look me in the eye and say you're through when you decide you've had enough." His lips thinned, but he nodded. "I want monogamy."
"Damn straight. I'm not sharing you."
"I'm talking about you being monogamous," I said dryly.
"That's a given."
He cupped my face.
"What else?"
"My hours are erratic. My job comes first."
"I fit into your life before. I can do it again."
I gripped his wrists. I could go on with the list of my wants, but what I needed at that moment was distance and some perspective. I needed some time to back up, catch my breath and my bearings. Then I might be able to figure out the next best move to make. "I want you to turn off the damn shower and take me to dinner. I'm hungry." He laughed, but it sounded strained.
"You always did get hungry after sex.
Can we actually take a shower first?"
"No."
I leaned forward. "I want you to smell me on your skin for the next couple hours." Jax groaned.
"You want to punish me?"
"Yep," I agreed. "That too." Nico shot me a knowing look when Jax and I returned to Rossi's. I stuck my tongue out at him. We grabbed a table and ordered Shiraz. I went with lasagna. Jax went with pollo a la cacciatora. While we waited for our food, I studied him, admiring the way the small candle on the table between us gilded him. He looked softer, more relaxed, his face impossibly more handsome. He had the look of a well-fucked man, one who was sated and yet anticipating further pleasures ahead. I loved that I put that look on him, but I hated it too, because I wasn't in danger just from the things he said. It was everything about him that made me vulnerable. The effect he had on me was in large part due to the effect I had on him. I made him happy, content, and it was difficult not to feel as if that made me special, even though I knew better.
"So, Regina is your stepmom, right?" I asked, giving my mind something else to think about.
"Yeah."
He looked into his wine glass. "How did that happen?" Would he mention Ian and open that door?
"My mom died 10 years ago."
"Oh." Seeing how he closed up alerted me. I'd touched on a painful subject. "I'm sorry to hear that, Jax."
"Not as sorry as I was,"
he muttered, before gulping down his near full glass in 3 swallows. He refilled, then looked at me.
"Your mom looks great."
I nodded. "She's happy. Her kids are doing all right, business is good, and she's about to be a grandmother."
"How's Angelo dealing with impending fatherhood?"
"Good. It threw off his plans to open another Rossi's, but that's probably for the best. Denise, his wife, has a new business of her own, so I think it would have been a strain for them if they'd tried juggling 2 startups and a new marriage."
"Do you like her?"
he asked, his fingertips stroking up and down the stem of his glass. "A lot. She's great." I looked at the party next to us, a family of 4 enthusiastically discussing how good their food was. "I thought I saw Allison at the fundraiser last night. How are she and Ted doing?"
"Honestly, I couldn't care less about Jax's cousin and his bitchy wife, but talking about Jax's mom made me realize that he knew more about me than I did about him. Aside from his family members who made news because they were in office, I only knew Allison.
They're solid.
He took another drink. She's what he needs to run for mayor in the next election.
It's good that she's there for him.
He snorted. They barely talk to each other, but she knows how to work the press, and she's very active in his campaign planning. He made a good choice with her. She fits him the way Regina fits my dad.
I thought the political marriage slash business partnership was a Hollywood stereotype.
No. Jax reached over and lightly brushed the back of my hand. You've got to be pragmatic about relationships. Marrying for love never works out well. My mom and dad were a love match, and they made each other miserable. Now, Regina and Dad, they'll do just fine. She knows how to play the game.
He seems like he genuinely cares for her.
After what he went through with my mom, she's got to seem like a gift.
He took another drink, then leaned back as our food was served.
His change in mood was another warning. Talking about his mother didn't seem to sit well with him. I'd have to be careful about approaching the topic.
Ian introduced them, right?
Which turned out to be really lucky for him, didn't it?
He said with an edge in his voice. Because he called in the favor and got you?
You can't save him, Jax. I wasn't asked to.
He shrugged, his gaze hard.
I'm just supposed to keep Lei Yun at bay. I can do that.
Nico walked over with a steaming plate of pasta in hand.
Mind if I join you two?
Jax pushed out the chair opposite him with his foot.
The more Rossies, the merrier.
Sadly, the more Rutledges, the scarier, and that had shaped Jax into the man he was. I played with that in my thoughts as Jax and Nico settled into the easy banter of men, reminding me of how effortlessly Jax fit into my life, and how uncomfortable I was with his. Chapter 8. After dinner, Jax and I headed out to his rental. I paused before I slid into the passenger seat. If I go back to the hotel with you, I'll need you to take me back to Nico's when he gets off work. Jax rested his arm on the open car door.
You won't stay the night with me? I'd like you to.
I did want to. And once, back in the day, I had dropped everything in my life for his visits and ended up resenting him for that. I may not have learned to stay away from him, but I'd still picked up a thing or two about having a healthier relationship. I came here to spend time with my brother. His chest lifted and fell on a deep breath.
Fair enough. Can I schedule time for you to spend with me?
We stood so close to each other, pressed into the space between the car and the door. But there was a gulf between us. I'd created it, but I still wished it didn't have to be there.
When are you thinking?
Any night this week, and next weekend for sure.
I nodded, then got in the car. He shut the door and rounded the trunk, giving me time to think about how the rest of the night could go. More sex, more Jax. I craved both, but it would have been nice not to have so many doubts and reservations. I missed how carefree we used to be. But then I guess it was only that way for me. He'd been counting down the minutes all the while. He got in and closed the door, but didn't start the engine right away.
Listen, he began. You should know this is hard for me, too.
But you understand what's going on, I argued softly. I'm clueless. Jax twisted in his seat and reached for me, catching me by the nape and pulling me in. I closed my eyes, anticipating the moment when his parted lips would touch mine. His tongue caressed the curve of my mouth, a slow sweep that had me leaning closer for more.
So sweet, he murmured. I'm going to spread you across my bed and lick you from head to toe.
You're good at that, I said breathlessly, a shiver of eagerness moving through me. He pulled back, as if to start the car, then surged forward again, catching my lips in a heated, wet, ravenous kiss. His mouth ate at mine, his tongue stroking deep and fast.
I was just as greedy for him, my hand sliding into his hair, holding him by the roots while I frantically tasted him. He cupped my breast in his hand, plumping it, his thumb and forefinger surrounding my aching nipple and tugging rhythmically. I moaned, turned on and needy.
God,
he groaned, releasing me and falling back heavily against the seat.
I want you. Right here. Now.
I was more than tempted by the thought. If we had been anywhere but right outside Rossi's, I might have climbed over the gear shift and gone for it. Drive fast, I told him. He laughed hoarsely and turned his head against the headrest to look at me.
Fine. But when we get to bed, I'm taking it real slow.
Jax! Clawing at the sheets, my body arching away from the torture of his mouth, even as I craved more. I'd forgotten what he could do to me, how he could strip away my skin and get into the very heart of me, how his complete command of my body made me willing to do or say anything for the pleasure he could give. He held me pinned at the thighs, his mouth on my throbbing sex, his tongue licking leisurely. The velvety strokes over my clit had me gasping, the need for an orgasm so fierce I was drenched in sweat, my legs vibrating from the strain.
Please, I begged hoarsely, squeezing my heavy breasts, the tips swollen and tender from the long minutes he'd spent drawing on them, with slow, measured pulls of his mouth. His silky hair brushed over my skin. He lifted his head. Please what, baby?
Ah, God! Make me come!
Just a little more.
Please! I pushed my hand between my legs, desperate to bring myself off. He nipped at my fingers, and I cried out, panting. His head lowered, his tongue tracing the swollen folds. He circled my clit, then rimmed the trembling opening below. I grabbed his head, holding him to me, struggling to lift my hips to his mouth. Jax was too strong, restraining me easily, his breath hot against my sensitive flesh. He sucked, gently, moving slowly along the length of my cleft, giving me just enough pressure to drive me insane.
Let me turn around, I gasped. Let me suck you.
His chuckle was filled with such wicked amusement it sent goosebumps racing across my skin. And then he thrust his tongue inside me.
Jax!
He cupped my butt and lifted me, angling me into his working mouth. His tongue fucked me swiftly. The shallow plunges into my trembling sex, driving me hard toward orgasm. His growl vibrated against my clit, his pleasure feeding my own. I clutched at his hair, moaning, digging my heels into the mattress to rock against his lips.
Don't stop,
I sobbed, so close, my entire body tingling. Jax surged onto his knees, elevating me. My legs spread wide, giving him limitless access. He devoured me, so hungry and greedy. I couldn't breathe for the pleasure. The frenzied licking against sensitive tissues overloaded my senses. I watched him, as he'd meant for me to. The sight of his dark head between my thighs, the rapid-fire flickering of his tongue, the beauty of his biceps hardening from supporting my weight, unbearably erotic. He was gorgeous, everything I'd ever wanted, and the fierce need that etched his face warned that his demands would take me to the edge before he was through with me. Another low moan broke from my dry throat.
Oh, Jax, I'm going to come.
Wait, he ordered.
I want you milking my dick when you lose it.
I gave a clenched teeth scream of frustration as he lowered me to the bed and reared, snatching up a condom and ripping it open. He was sheathed and coming over me a heartbeat later, but it was too long. I had no patience. I caught him in the cage of my arms and legs, pulling him to me, lifting to him. He allowed me to drag him down, his palms flat on the bed by my shoulders, his biceps thick and hard. He reached between us with one hand, fisting his penis and stroking the wide crest through my slickness. I gasped, and his eyes darkened,
his cheeks flushing as he notched into the grasping opening to my sex.
"Jax!"
I growled in warning. He thrust hard, sinking deep in one lunge, wrenching a cry from me as I fell hard into orgasm. Neck arched and eyes squeezed shut, I lay taut as the pleasure pulsed through me, my core tightening on the powerfully thick cock inside me.
"Fuck yeah,"
he groaned, grabbing fistfuls of the sheets and pumping that long, rigid column of flesh into my quaking body. The climax grew, spurred by the rhythmic blows of his pelvis into my clit, the feel of his erection plunging relentlessly. I writhed, helpless, lost to him, struggling to hang on to the part of my soul that wanted to surrender.
"That's it, baby."
Jax's lips were at my ear, his breath hot and quick.
"Dig those claws into me."
My nails were grasping at his sweat-slickened back, feeling the muscles flex as his body worked to service mine. His buttocks tensed and released beneath my calves, his thighs bunching and powering the drives of his hips. His teeth sank into my earlobe and he groaned, his rock-hard abs contracting against my stomach, his sweat and mine sealing us together.
"Those noises you make," he gasped. "God, they make me so hard."
And he was, like stone.
"So good."
I swallowed past a dry throat.
"Jax, it's so good."
"You were made for me," he said fiercely. "No one else, Gia. You're mine." He drove the point home with every plunge, fucking me so thoroughly I couldn't think beyond the need to come again. My body was no longer my own. Jax was the only one who could do this to me, make me mindless, an animal. I wasn't me when I was in bed with him. I was his, willing and ready to do whatever he wanted, to take whatever he chose to give me, knowing he would make me come again and again. I whimpered, feeling his grip tighten, his muscles gathering as his own pleasure grew. He nuzzled his damp face against me.
"So tight and hot.
Gia." I realized then that he was clinging to me as desperately as I was to him. That urgency laced every breath, every touch. He was screwing me as if he'd die if he stopped, as if it were possible to fuck me hard enough to delve even deeper beneath my skin. My eyes stung with tears when the orgasm hit, stealing my breath and causing spots to blur my vision. A low noise poured out of me, unrecognizable as mine.
"Ah, sweetheart."
He kissed me, absorbing the sound, slowing until he was just circling his hips, stirring his raging erection inside me.
"I love that sound you make when you come. It tells me how good you feel, how much you love my cock, my mouth, my hands."
How much I loved him. I was sprawled beneath him, wide open and possessed, while he felt like a dream, something I'd conjured.
"Feel me,"
he breathed, pushing up to look down at me. His eyes were so dark, his face flushed, the skin stretched tight with lust over the sculpted angles of his face.
"Inside you."
He rolled his hips, then caught my hand, lifting it to his slick chest.
"And you inside me."
"Jax." He took my mouth, kissing me deeply, his tongue rubbing along mine. His hips circled slowly, making me feel every throbbing inch of him. The leisurely, deliberate stroking over tender nerves kept me hot and edgy. He remembered me well, knew just how to keep me revved and needy.
"I miss you, Gia,"
he whispered into the kiss.
"Did you ache for me, too?"
When I didn't reply, he brushed the wet tendrils of my hair away from my face and searched for the answer. My sex rippled along his length. His eyes closed, and his lips parted, his body tightening.
"Not yet. I'm not coming yet."
"Please." I was begging, and I didn't care. I just wanted him to come. I wanted it more than my next breath.
I'm not rushing this.
He reached behind him to grab my wrist, bringing my right arm up over my head. His other hand pushed beneath my buttock, lifting me into a smooth, easy thrust.
Perfect. It's always been perfect.
I wanted to tease him, to play the game as coolly as he was, but I couldn't.
Stop thinking and feel, baby, he murmured, nibbling on the corner of my mouth. Let me make you feel good. That's all I want, to make you feel good.
Turning my head, I caught his lips and let him. Nico eyed me as I slid onto a bar stool at Rossi's after closing, and I knew he saw my makeup-less state, which betrayed the shower I'd taken just a half hour before. He had been cleaning up the bar, but he stopped and pulled out a beer, popping off the top before sliding the bottle over to me.
Forgot how much I like Jax,
he said conversationally. I nodded. I liked Jax, too. Thing was, I didn't know which Jax was the real one.
You two going to work it out?
No, it's temporary. But this time, I know the rules.
Maybe I don't like him so much.
Nico popped open a second beer and took a long pull.
He's in love with you, you know.
He's in lust, I countered dryly, picking at the label on the bottle. And that's okay, I can live with that. It's the other stuff. The way he talks to me sometimes, as if there's more. And the head trip I'm on about why he left and came back. That's hard for me to deal with.
My offer to knock some sense into him still stands.
I smiled. Might be easier and more effective to knock some sense into me.
Can do that, too.
He tapped his bottle against mine.
But you've got plenty of sense. You know what you're doing. You just wish you weren't doing it. He obviously doesn't have a clue, or else he wouldn't risk letting you get away. He'll never find better.
Ah, God, don't get sappy on me now. I can't take it. I wasn't entirely kidding. I felt weepy and emotional. Sex with Jax did that to me. Nico grinned.
Fine. Get off your ass and help me clean up so we can get the hell out of here.
With a sigh, I slid off the bar stool.
Shit. I should have stuck with sappy instead.
An insistent pounding on Nico's door woke me Sunday morning. I rolled off the couch with a curse, stumbling over the intention of bitching out whoever it was. When I blinked wearily through the peephole, however, I saw beloved faces. Pulling off the security chain and turning the deadbolt, I opened the door to my brothers and Denise.
What the hell? I groused.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Nico wandered in from the bedroom wearing sweatpants that barely clung to his hips. Brother or not, I could still appreciate what a good-looking man he was.
You know what time it is?
Vincent came in first.
Time to get up.
Angelo followed Denise in, holding her hand in his.
You put Gianna on the couch? Seriously. I offered her the bed.
Nico crossed his arms.
She wouldn't take it.
Don't blame her, Vincent said. If that bed could talk, it'd have its own reality show.
Don't be jealous, Nico returned. I'm sure your bed will see some action eventually. Despite everything, you're still a Rossi.
What are you doing here? I interjected. I was really happy to see them. Having my family around brought back normalcy I'd lost the night before in Jax's bed. I was back to feeling like Gianna Rossi, and not absolutely sure I was the writhing, moaning, clawing woman who'd enjoyed a half dozen orgasms in a matter of hours. It was as if I were two different people.
And you're mad at Jax for having two sides.
We are waiting for you to get dressed so we can go grab some breakfast,
Denise answered. Her hair was pulled into pigtails that framed her pale face. She'd matched her lipstick to the pink in her hair, making her look like some sort of anime superheroine.
I'm starving.
Something's wrong with you people, Nico muttered. It's too fucking early for food or anything else.
It's 9 o'clock, Vincent pointed out.
Nico shot me a look and drawled.
As I said.
By noon, we'd eaten and hit the basketball court at Nico's apartment complex.
Not to brag, but I was pretty good at the game, enough that I'd gotten a partial scholarship to UNLV for my skills. Of course, I'd learned everything I knew from my brothers. I had just cleared a three-pointer and was waving off the usual good-natured taunts and ribbing when I caught sight of Jax walking up. I stopped right where I was, admiring his long legs and shorts and his loose-fitting T-shirt. He wore shades and twirled his keys around his finger. When Nico bounced the ball to him, Jax caught it up and dazzled me with his dimpled grin. "Hey," he said, coming to me first and pressing his lips to my flushed forehead. "You found us." A hot rush of pleasure surged through me. He'd picked me up and dropped me off at Rossi's, so finding Nico's place had taken initiative and effort.
"I missed waking up to you,"
he whispered against my skin. His damned sunglasses made it impossible to read him. I took the ball and backed up so I could breathe.
"Rutledge?"
Angelo greeted him, bristling. "Kick back, killa," Denise admonished, rising from the chair her husband had dragged over from the pool area. "Hi, I'm Denise, Angelo's wife." Jax shook her hand.
"A pleasure."
"I've heard a lot about you," she said. "None of it good. I hope you prove the guys wrong." Jax glanced at me with raised eyebrows. "Oh, she doesn't talk about you at all," Denise qualified, making me smile. The woman knew how to get her digs in. Vincent and Angelo both reluctantly